Rufus mit You Were Right bei Flux FM. Musik aus Australien von drei Jungs, die auch von dort kommen, nämlich aus Sydney, Tyrone, James und John. Und die sind jetzt bei uns im Studio bei Flux FM. Und heute Abend werden sie im Lido spielen und haben sich gedacht, vorher, da checken wir nochmal ab, was hier so geht. Und da freuen wir uns natürlich sehr. Herzlich willkommen hier bei uns.
Hallo.
Hey.
Hallo. Sie waren nämlich vor zwei Jahren schon mal für längere Zeit in Berlin, haben sie sich für zwei Monate in einer Wohnung eingemietet und waren hier kreativ. So I just told to the listeners that you were here for two years ago, had a great apartment, very inspiring apartment, where you wrote some songs or one song or how many, what did you create in there?
It was kind of the start of the writing process. So I think a lot of the initial ideas maybe ended up being half the album were songs that we wrote in Berlin. Some of them changed a lot. Some of them changed not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you thought about David Bowie and all the other stars that came here to be inspired by the city, and Rufus can do the same, or why just landed you here?
Naturally. That's exactly what we were thinking. I think that we traveled through here a couple of times before, and we fell in love with it. We wanted to like isolate ourselves when we wrote. We just thought this would be the perfect city, and it is. It's such an inspiring city. We spent a lot of the time in that apartment and not much outside of it. But when we did, you know, you hear such good music everywhere in general and so many passionate people about the arts. So, yeah.
Mm. Und die Worte auf Deutsch, die hängen geblieben sind Frühstück, Milch und Mädchen. Das haben wir jetzt schon mal geklärt. Und diese drei Jungs, die sind eigentlich vor vier Jahren, muss man sagen, aus dem Nichts aufgetaucht. Eine dreiköpfige Truppe, die vor allen Dingen damals im australischen Radio unglaublich angesagt war und natürlich in den ganzen Clubs. Und jetzt haben sie sich in den letzten vier Jahren im Grunde durch die ganze Weltgeschichte gespielt, waren in diversen Charts ganz weit oben und haben ihre zweite Platte Anfang des Jahres rausgebracht und beehren jetzt nochmal Berlin. So how is it for you to come back? I mean, you've been here in March, I guess. Now you've chosen the last day of summer. Okay, it's autumn already. Yeah. But is it always nice to come back to Berlin?
It's always nice to come back. I think especially because we had the 2 months here writing. We got a bit closer with the city. Mm-hmm. In Friedrichshain and Kreuzberg, I guess we spent a bit of time on our days off. I mean, we didn't really have many days off, but we got to spend a bit of time here. And it's nice to be back here playing shows in the city that we started writing our album like a year or two after we, you know, initially started the process.
Yeah.
So it's really fun. We're playing a sold out show tonight at Lido and tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow? Because I said it's today. It's tomorrow in
it's
the
tomorrow
Lido.
Night, yeah.
Oh my God. Habt ihr gehört? Also morgen im Lido. Oh Gott, oh Gott, oh Gott. Und ich habe heute gesagt, also morgen sind sie im Lido. Deswegen nicht, dass ihr heute Abend vor dem Lido steht. Ich meine, vielleicht ist dort auch eine schöne Veranstaltung, aber morgen sind sie im Lido und tingeln sonst viel in der Weltgeschichte rum. What about DIY style? Is it still producing DIY style or do you go by now big studios and like here we are Rufus?
It's still been we've kind of set our little studio up in a DIY way, but I think for the future we're looking to expand more. Mm. Get a more of a legit setup.
Yeah, I think the only reason that we want to actually is just to have more gear in the studio and to have it set up whenever we return from touring. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense that way, but we just want as many toys in the studio as possible.
Mm. Klar, aber immerhin hätte man ja denken können, dass sie sich irgendeinen Produzenten gesucht haben. Nee, sie machen alles eigentlich sehr, sehr gerne alleine, werden demnächst aber erweitern. Ja, wie ist das eigentlich, wenn man die ganze Zeit unterwegs ist und die Heimat in Sydney hat? How often can you be in Sydney? How many time can you spend there with your friends, family, do stuff that you like? Is Rufus really occupying you in the last months, years?
Yeah, it's certainly very busy for us at the moment. We're sort of been non-stop touring. And even before the touring, you have like the record writing process. So it's just generally like 2 weeks at home here, 2 weeks at home there, but not much more. Mm-hmm. We just spent 2 weeks at home not too long ago, and now we don't return until March, really. It's pretty full on.
You're collecting many bonus miles then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freaking flyers.
And you have time to throw big parties. James just had his birthday party in Sydney.
I had a big soiree in Sydney.
A soiree.
Our booking agent from UK and Europe flew over just for it. It was great.
What was the most famous drink at that party?
I'd say the espresso martini was a crowd favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Some Negronis, you know. It was a good time.
Yeah, he actually he ended up doing a bit of damage to his apartment after the party.
Pardon me, what did you damage? The TV and stuff, like old school in the 90s?
It's a new apartment that he just moved into not so long ago. It's a really nice apartment. And
James, I'm disappointed. What did you destroy? Tell me.
Nothing was destroyed permanently. So that's all I'm going to say. It was solvable. But I had some people back to mine after the party, for the after party, if you will. And there was some flooding. Some taps were left on. Not sure how it happened. So, I learned a pretty steep lesson to not mess with the water suppliers when you're having a party.
I see.
Leave them alone. Leave the taps alone.
The bath foam bubbles also involved or only water?
No, there's no bubbles involved, luckily. Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
The wrong kind of bubbles. Like, bubbly.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I think we should listen to some music. What do you think? Or sounds do you want good. To go more into detail?
No, I think music is a great solution to this situation. I'm stoked.
Rufus Smith, say a prayer for me. Do I pronounce that right, Rufus?
Yep.
Yeah, you pronounce it better than we do. Rufus.
I never ask about band names, but now I'm doing it. What does that mean? Why did you choose something with the U?
What does it mean to you?
It sounds Finnish. Rufus.
And finished. Thank you.
No more questions, please.
Yeah.
We were talking about flying brass during the pause. And first we talked about the party, now about flying brass. That happens from time to time, but not so often, you said. Das mal so ein behaft die Bühne.
Yeah, we must point out that you brought up the flying brass. But,
what? No way.
I think we had one not too long ago, and they were asking for it back straight away. I'm like, you threw it up here. I'm not going to give it back.
So really, someone threw a bra.
Mm-hmm.
So they must like your music very much.
Or they didn't like their bra very much. Right. I don't know.
Ja, ich meine, hier spielen sie in anständigen Größen, sage ich mal, Konzerte, in anständigen Venues. In Australien können es dann schon mal 5000 Leute sein, die vor der Bühne stehen. Und wenn man dann BH werfen will, wird es natürlich schwierig. So when you play in front of an audience of 5000 people, throwing a bra can be difficult. But I read that Dave Grohl once said there was a girl who, how do you say this, to so tuckered. When you
paper staple,
yes,
stapled.
He stapled it onto the bra. She, and then you know it was the bra was to a tennis ball attached to a tennis ball, and she could throw it from the last row right in front
She's
of his
genius.
Feet.
She's an ingenious.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like that. Very intuitive. More tennis ball bras, please.
Yeah.
So okay,
ball bras. Actually, no more balls.
No more bubbles, no more balls. Just Rufus für euch morgen im Lido. Ein bisschen noch sollen sie uns erzählen, wie der Plan ist in den nächsten Wochen und Tagen. So you're on a tour right now. When will it end? Where will it lead you?
We're basically on tour until March with a slight gap around Christmas. We're on the road proper, properly on the road.
Yeah, we're going through to Paris, to Amsterdam for the next 2 weeks, and then we go straight to America for 6 weeks, and do some new stuff over America and New Zealand, and then I guess we're doing a little bit more in Australia as well next year.
Wow, you have to strike the iron while it's hot, right?
That's what we're doing.
That's correct.
I couldn't
have said it better myself.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Morgen sind sie im Lido, Rufus. Und wenn ihr sagt, da will ich auf die Gästeliste, dann das Konzert ist ausverkauft, wie die Herren gerade gesagt haben. Sold out tomorrow, right? Man. Dann sollt ihr jetzt mal schnell anrufen. Da klingelt schon das Telefon 030-2000-9000. Viel Glück beim Durchrufen und auf die Gästeliste setzen lassen. Wir hören Inner Bloom, the most personal song of Rufus, I heard. Is that the case? You said it yourself. It's written down here. It's our most personal song.
I think it definitely is our most personal song. Yeah, it definitely, I mean, the meaning of it is probably one of the core themes in the record. This feeling of kind of letting go, letting your guard down, being totally defenseless. And I think that's why we also enjoyed that it ended up being like a 9.5 minute song where you just lose yourself in it a little bit, a little bit of a journey.
Yeah, and luckily for us, you created a radio edit, which is a little bit more shorter because we can't play 9 minutes.
Slightly.
Unlucky for us.
But I hope you're satisfied with 3 minutes and 58 seconds of Inner Bloom from Rufus. Thank you very much for coming here.
Thank you so much.
Again,
thanks for having
us. And come back anytime. You know, you're invited.
We love Berlin.
Yeah. Enjoy the rainy Berlin and tomorrow im Lido Rufus from Sydney. Vielen Dank. Bye-bye. Bis bald.
Bye-bye. Thank
Frühstück.
You, Flex FM.
Dankeschön.
Gerne.